là! Ouh là là! Ouh là là!
Hey everybody, welcome to an Abby Eats St. Louis small bite for the weekend of November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Before we get into everything that we're going to dive into this weekend, including the stuff that you can do and the stuff that you should know about in the food world, a quick plea for your thoughts. We could not give you a penny for them, but I would if I could. Hopefully it pays off for you, though, in the sense that it will make our podcast better. So everybody goes through kind of growing pains, and we're not painful per se, but we just kind of want to make sure that we stop and take a break and say, hey, listen, the seasons are changing. How's the podcast need to change as we kind of move forward? So we are going to be posting on Instagram a little poll, and we're going to keep that up for you guys. So just, we want to know what you love about the podcast, what maybe you don't love so much, suggestions for us, things that you think we could be doing more of or less of, because we want to make sure that as we're growing, we keep your thoughts in mind and we keep you listening and coming back for more every single week. So we really value your opinion. So please weigh in on that on our Instagram. We're at Abby Eats St. Louis, and we will read every comment we get. So don't even worry about being nice. I'm always asking for 5-star reviews, but you don't have to worry about that this time. We just want some honest reviews. And thank you in advance. All right, now let's get to the fun stuff. I'm your host, Abby Larico, joined, as always, by my wonderful producer, executive producer. You get this.
Oh.
Yes.
Promoted.
I think I've been calling you executive producer since day one, but I just want to make sure I give you your full title off the top here.
Oh,
executive producer Dory Olmos. We are here to talk about the past week, the upcoming weekend, but I also want to talk about candy because we had a really fun episode come out recently related to candy, and we learned so much just even based on like diving into that as a story topic. I know we talked a little bit about the candy corn and all the different web stories that we have available for this, but Dory, I want to know, do you still have candy at your house right now?
Yes, I do. And I thought about
You've had some self-control.
Yes. And I actually brought in some for the newsroom to enjoy yesterday, and I almost brought in another load today because we still have so much candy.
Was that you? Yeah.
Yes, that was me.
I'm the one who brought in random office supplies because I cleaned out my desk drawers, and I was like, I don't need all these folders. So people are used to getting
their... I did see those.
Yes. People are used to getting extra candy and stuff. And so I brought in a little bit of candy the other day, too. I still had Fun Dip, so I brought some of that in.
I took one home for Jason to enjoy.
Good. Yes. Did he still like it?
He has not had it yet. He's only had one before in his life, and I my mind was blown.
Speaking of self-control, yes. As a small child, he must have been a little more calm than a lot of us who would maybe indulge too often in
too
this.
Much in that.
Yeah. So if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to our most recent story episode, it is all about candy. It's called Treat Me in St. Louis, and it's not too specific to Halloween, so if you're ready to leave spooky season behind you, don't let that episode slip you by, though.
A lot of good St. Louis candy history in that one.
I learned a lot.
Yes, me too.
I learned a lot. And there's a lot of fun things to do this weekend that we can learn from, too. But first, I want to talk about some of the food news that we've had. A couple of these are local stories that have gotten me pretty excited, Dory.
Yes, the food truck garden that's coming. It's going to be a first of its kind in the state. This sounds really cool. Did you look through the photos of it?
I did, yeah.
Yes,
it looks like it's going to be so neat.
A really nice big spot there in Afton. This is going to be on Gravoy by Weber Road. It's going to be called the 9 Mile Garden, a live entertainment district. They say they're going to be open 6 days a week, which is pretty interesting. I hope they get a lot of different food trucks out there every single day. They're also going to use that space for entertainment, some outdoor movies, basically a community gathering spot.
I really like that. That's something that anytime you see something like that build up in a community, it builds community within it. So that's really neat to see. And the other thing that was cool to see was the name behind it.
Yeah.
So our Flipping the Table episode, all about Filipino food, Brian Hardesty of Gorilla Street Food.
He's behind this.
He's behind all this. And one fun thing that I thought of immediately when I saw that his name was here is that the whole reason that Gorilla Street got started was because he was interested in going the food truck route.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he and his friend Joel were talking about the love of Filipino food. He learned a little bit more about Filipino food from Joel and his family, and then was saying, you know what, I need something different. And food trucks are, everybody's going to be rushing out to that. So let's do something that's even more different than different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they wound up doing. And he's a cool man. And I'm really excited to see what this does.
Yes, this was one of our more popular stories this week on our website. So I think there's a lot of interest, and a lot of curiosity to see how this is going to look and how it'll play in Afton.
Definitely. And go to KSDK.com if you haven't yet to go check out the photo gallery, because there's some cool stuff to look at there. And then maybe afterward, reward yourself with one of these snazzy new treats.
I will not be in partaking
in this. 0% am I interested
in this. We are both on the same page with this one. Bud Light is joining the Spiked Seltzer game. So they're coming out with four flavors. This is going to be early next year. The flavors are black cherry, lemon lime, strawberry, and mango.
Original.
Yeah. I've tried to like spiked seltzers.
Me
because
too.
I know they're like fewer calories or like no calories, less sugar, no carbs, whatever. I just can't get into it.
If you've listened to the podcast and heard Dory and I talk about this before, you know neither one of us like it.
Yep.
That is not for lack of trying. I too have attempted to try them and like them, and I'll sip on it for long enough, and then regular Bud Light gives me a headache. I can't really imagine these being that much better. But you know what? If this gives more people options so that they can drink what they like, then cheers to them.
Exactly.
I really like this next story. I don't know much about it yet, but I'm excited to hear more about it.
I am so excited about this. So from now through Monday, you can go to McDonald's and get a Happy Meal with a retro toy inside. They're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Happy Meal, which has only been around 40 years. I thought it had been around longer.
Yeah.
McDonald's is bringing back, I think it's actually 17 of the most popular toys from the past couple decades. And I looked at all of them. These are the toys from my childhood. Hmm. The McNugget characters. Do you remember the McNugget characters? Like one of them has like a cowboy hat on.
Yeah, they're cute.
Power Rangers.
Yep. These. I was always the yellow one.
I always had to be, I think I had to be the yellow one too.
Yeah, my cousin made me be the yellow one.
Yeah, I didn't have blonde hair, so I had to be the yellow one. Space Jam Bugs Bunny.
Okay, I don't remember that one as well, but obviously Space Jam.
Yes. Patty the Platypus Beanie Baby toy.
Is that the purple one?
That's the purple one.
I would go just to get that little thing. That's amazing. Okay, the next one, though, like...
Are you in? Okay.
Yes.
Tamagotchi.
Yes!
Yes!
Could you keep your Tamagotchis alive?
Barely.
Yeah, I would love to find one of those right now and see, like, what's happening to the little,
the little
creature
guy
that's in there.
We weren't supposed to play with them during school. We would all have them in our pockets.
Oh, yeah. Ours were, like, hooked to our belt loops.
Yes, hooked to your belt loops, and you weren't supposed to play with them during school. So, you know, there's death that would happen from that.
I mean, the fact that they're having Tamagotchi, I would not recommend going to McDonald's most of the time.
Right. Oh, I'm going to.
I'm going
to
go.
I'm going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yes. So one other one that I'm excited about, the Furby.
Furby.
That was one of my big toys from my childhood, too.
Mine was named Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember what mine was named. It was black and white, though.
Mine clearly mattered to me more than yours did to you. But maybe I can find Chi-Chi Jr. this weekend.
Yes.
I'd be satisfied with any of those. With my luck, though, I'd go to McDonald's and wait in a really long line and then get some toy from something that I didn't even remember.
One that's not even listed on our paper here. Yeah.
They'd be like, you don't remember this toy? Okay.
So another story that I'm very excited
and
about.
And speaking of waiting in long lines.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Starbucks holiday cups are back, along with the coffee flavors. This time of year, it like gives me life when I can go get a peppermint mocha. It's like I am alive again.
So you feel the same way about peppermint mocha season as some people do about PSL season.
Bingo.
Okay. I feel that. I like the caramel brulee latte.
I'll get that every once in a while just to mix it up.
Chestnut praline's a little sweet, but it's also very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And toasted white chocolate, eggnog. I mean, come on. The winter season flavors are better.
Yes.
They're better. They're good. It's okay. That's Starbucks warming our souls a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How do the holiday cups look?
So one of them has polka dots on it. There's four different designs.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly what all of them
are. But they are designed.
Designed,
They caused so much stir. Was it a year ago? A couple years ago,
yeah.
The plain red cups. I thought they were fine. But
they're cute, yeah.
Yes. Get a reusable one if you can and save
the
environment.
They do have them, yeah.
Do it. Do it. So, Dory, have you gotten one of those types of coffees yet this year?
Not yet. I was going to go this morning, but I was running late.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow, though, on my day off, I am all about it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Eat anything else good this week?
Just a couple things.
Tell me about the best thing.
Best thing, I finally made it over to Max Local Eats.
Yes.
I posted a couple photos on the Instagram story if you guys follow us there. I got just the classic burger, and it was so delicious.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're known for.
Yes. And they have the Red Hot Riblet fries. So tasty. That's also in Bluewood Brewing. I didn't have any of their beers, but that space is so cool.
I have to check it out. I haven't been yet. That's awesome.
Been yet. Yes. It was such a neat little space. And they have a big sort of outdoor area that they've enclosed, and they put some heaters in there too, so there's a lot of space in there. But if you go, there probably will be a line. But pro tip, the line is for the food. You can kind of skip around that and go up to the bar, get a beer, and then go back in line. And that way you have a drink while you're
Abby Eats St. Louis, where we teach you how to get your beer faster.
There you go.
I like that. So my best thing I had to eat is an oldie but a goodie for me, and it is Grandma's Cookies on Main Street in St. Charles. They're literally called Grandma's Cookies, and it's
They have to be good.
And not just good, phenomenal. Mm. I mean, their cookies are so stinking good. They, especially the chocolate chip kind. I mean, it's, if you've never been to Main Street St. Charles, one, do yourself a favor and get down there, especially during this time of year when they have all the different events coming up, the holiday events. It's just adorable. But then their the chocolate chip cookies are still shaped like the scooper that they come out in.
Oh.
And they're like soft and delicious in the middle, but then they're like kind of got that nice crispy edge on the outside. So good. I brought one of our photographers there this week, and he told me he was on a diet when we walked in. He walked out with three cookies. Then he had to go back to St. Charles the next day and went back to Grandma's Cookies. It's so good and so wonderful. But we also wanted to give a special group best thing we had to eat this week from the Abby Eats St. Louis team. Shout out to Shelly, who works in our building here at Five on Your Side. She is up in the marketing department right now, moving to news shortly, and she made us pecan pie bites. They were so good.
I haven't
seen her in person to ask her more about how she makes them, but I know she says they're a favorite of her boyfriend's, and she needed to bring some into work and saved us a little Tupperware-ful.
Yes, it was so cute.
It was awesome, and they were so good. Like, shout out to Shelly. Maybe we can get her to give us the recipe and share that on the gram.
So I also told her that that was not going to be one of my favorite things because it's been one of her goals to be on the best thing that we ate, for her food to be the best thing that we've eaten.
Surprise!
Yes. So I've told her, I'm not going to give you that satisfaction, so that way you keep trying and you keep bringing us food.
Yeah, yeah, that is very true. I totally messed that one up, didn't I?
Yeah, that's okay. She can still try. Keep trying.
Let's keep looking forward, shall we? Especially for this
Thank
weekend.
You, Shelly. Sorry.
Thank you, Shelly. Thank you. Let's talk about the weekend planner. A couple fun things happening this weekend. It's a little quieter, I think, because everybody's saying, oh my gosh, it's cold outside. But don't say that. Go out and enjoy the world. Especially if you're interested in doing some more fall fun things. Schlafly's having their full moon festival at their Bottle Works in Maplewood on Saturday. It's a free event. They're going to feature all their different fall beers. Schlafly's always cranking out different cool seasonal flavors. Roasted pigs and bonfires and a chili cook-off with some of their top chefs in the area here coming by here. Plus live music. I mean, that sounds like a great fall party.
Fall.
So if you're going to get out, at least you'll know you can have a bonfire to stand next to.
Yeah, if you want to stay inside, though, head to the Science Center on Saturday. They're having their Science Uncorked.
This looks so cool.
This is really cool. So they're going to have 80 different wineries and spirit vendors there. And you just basically get to grab a glass and wander around the Science Center, learn about the science behind wine and alcohol, and drink and wander. My friends went to the beer version of this last year, and they said it was so much fun. They're going to the uncorked version this weekend, too, because the beer one was so much fun.
I love that. I was at the Science Center last weekend, and I saw the advertisement for this. I was like, oh, that sounds fun. I did also see that you want to pick up tickets, though, so make sure you get online and get some tickets for that.
And they do still have tickets available,
Very cool. And let us know if you wind up going there. And then this is one that, if I didn't have family coming to town this weekend, I would be very intrigued by doing, but I don't think we can put my mother on a bicycle. But they're having the St. Louis Brewery Ride this weekend. It starts at Heavy Riff Brewing in Dogtown, which is, I'm a big fan of Heavy Riff.
Love Heavy Riff,
And then you bike through Forest Park and then the Central West End, and you get to Center Ice Brewery, which is in Midtown. But through that, you go, you cruise through Benton Park, Bluewood Brewing. As Dory mentioned, she knows how to get the beer fast there. Obviously, you could stop at Max Local Eats, try it for yourself. It's a nice casual bike ride, and you just get to like meet a cool group of people. You know when you go out to eat sometimes and you see the cool group of people hopping off their bikes and grabbing a beer? You can be one of those cool people this weekend as part of the St. Louis Brewery Ride. They stress that it is pretty casual, so don't be worried if you're not some kind of super crazy Lance Armstrong. Well, maybe not Lance Armstrong.
I mean,
some,
it's
like legit cycler.
It's people biking and drinking beer. I don't think the pace is going to be too extreme.
Exactly. But whatever it is you get into this weekend, even if you're baking us some wonderful baked goods, Shelly, this weekend, let us know what you get into. Tag us at Abby Eats St. Louis on Instagram. Email us podcast@ksdk.com. And once again, don't forget to hit up the Instagram for just to give us some feedback about how you think we're doing on the podcast. And then if you have like awesome positive things that you want the whole world to see, feel free to put that in a review as well. And make sure you're subscribed so you never miss a beat. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. And until next time, seize the plate.